know someone who has a job in name only but doesn't do anything, but gets some sort of salary.
I've heard Goldbricker, which might be that. That's all I can think of right at the moment, though.
Okay. And what about when you go shopping? A large food store, what would you call that?
Grocery store.
What about a smaller one, maybe in a neighborhood?
Grocery store.
What about these things, you know, that open early, stay open pretty late?
Convenience store. I might say 7-Eleven to mean any of them, because I think that was the chain that opened first.
Okay. Now, what about a place where you would buy prepared things, fairly expensive?
Delicatessen. There was a Jewish couple who had, I guess it would be considered a delicatessen in my neighborhood. It was sort of a combination restaurant and drugstore and delicatessen when I was a child. My most vivid, well, no, two memories of that, I guess. They used to give me matzahs to eat, and I developed quite a taste for matzahs. I'm very fond of it. And they also, I don't know where they got the pimento cheese, but it was the best pimento cheese I've ever had. I go around trying all the brands of pimento cheese I can find in hopes that I can find one that tastes like that, but I never have. But that was a nice place. Their name was, and I think it was just named after them.
What about something that you might have in the kitchen that you'd use to heat up food, you know, if you didn't want to crank up the oven?
Well, I don't have anything, but there is a toaster oven or a broiler. A modern piece of equipment is a microwave oven, which cooks food very fast. Of course, you can use just a toaster to toast your bread. That's all I can think of at the moment.
What about something with, you know, fairly shallow legs and plug in the end of the wall? You could fry eggs.
Is that an electric skillet? I don't have one of those either.
Okay. Say if your washer and dryer broke down, a place you might go to.
I don't have a washer and dryer. There's no room in my house to put a washer and dryer, and they didn't have such things when the house was built. It just wasn't designed for them. A laundromat is what I'd call it. As seldom as I wash, I might as well use a laundromat.
And something you might have in your bathroom, the dirty clothes in, something with a lid.
Hamper. I do actually wash fairly often, but I use the basin in the bathroom.
And if you were
and drip things over the tub. Go ahead.
What would be the best thing to clean this rug with?
Vacuum cleaner. I wish they'd do it too.
And
it's been at least. I don't think it's been cleaned in here this month. I hear them running the vacuum out in the hall all the time, annoying me so that I can't work, but do they ever come in here to vacuum? No.
I was just going to ask when those people work. I've never seen them. I can't recall.
Early in the mornings, before 9 o'clock classes, between 8 and 9, when I'm trying to transcribe.
Yeah.
And then after 5 o'clock at night, when I'm sometimes in here desperately trying to catch up on things that I didn't get done during the day. That's when they work. Well, I'm sure they can't do it during the day because it would disturb classes.
Yeah.